and 8 straight postseason losses, is going to end today with a dominating Chiefs performance. For the first time in 22 years, the Chiefs are headed to the other side of the river and are advancing in the AFC playoffs.
3 consecutive winning seasons, 31 regular season wins, first playoff win in 22 years. How satisfied are you with what you've built to this point?
I don't think you're ever really satisfied until you hit that ultimate goal. We said early on this year that we were a better football team than we were the year before. We made strides and we grew. I think as an organization, if you can grow year, you begin to make progress. You're beginning to develop a program. I think that's something to be proud about. I thought what was really interesting is I didn't realize the impact of winning a playoff game would have until I started, after the game, talking to the people in the community and then talking to people in the building. And then watching the Hunt family, how excited they were. And I'm saying, this really means something. It means something to the organization. It means something to the community. There's a degree of accomplishment in that regards. But, you know, we're coming off of losing to the Patriots. And that still stings a little bit because, you know, my staff and Andy's staff, we wanted to be working more. And that's what we're going to do now. Now we're going to self-assess and move forward for the 16 season.
One of the many storylines that's going to be brought up about the 2015 season was the 11-game winning streak. It was a franchise record. When you think back to when the team was 1-5, just what made Andy Reid the right guy to stand in front of that group and to keep things on track to be able to put together that kind of winning streak?
Well, I think it starts with the environment and the culture that we've established here. Of course, that's going to start with Clark and his direction, his leadership. And I think the character of this Kansas City Chiefs team really showed itself. I think in the locker room, they band together as one. They forged ahead, and then all of a sudden, you have the steady hand of Andy Reid's leadership, and then you have the coaching component of getting these guys to play at an optimal level week in and week out for 11 straight weeks. You know, I sit back and I watch that, and I applaud. I applaud everybody down in the locker room. I applaud everybody within this organization for understanding that, you know what? There's some good things going to happen here. Just keep the faith. And it was nice to see that.
One of the phrases got thrown around a lot this year was this the next man up philosophy. Every team has to deal with it. But the depth was challenged on this team in a couple particular key areas. Look on the offensive side, particularly at running back and offensive line. How you guys work together with personnel staff and the coaching staff to be able to look and have that kind of success?
I think we have a great working relationship. Personnel staff, coaching staff, they mesh well together. I think the coaches understand that the players we give them, you know what, they're going to get a good player. But from the personnel staff, they know that that coaching staff is quality. That group right there is going to coach up young men to exceed. I mean, the obvious example is Eric Bieniemy. I mean, you have an all-pro like Jamaal Charles go down. Next thing you know, you have a college free agent and a future signing free agent step up, because you know why? They believed. They believed in the guy teaching them there. They believed in the message Andy Reid was talking to them. And when we talk about men of character and men that represent the Kansas City Chiefs, those are just two small examples of if you get quality guys, good things can happen.
You've got some key free agents, both sides of the ball, particularly on defense. Just how do you work with your staff? What's that process that you go through to make those decisions?
Well, it's surely not a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, what we've done is we try to properly plan for every possible scenario. We've been planning in that regards for probably the last 2 weeks. We will continue to do a self-evaluation of our team probably until the end of the week. And collectively, we'll sit down as a personnel staff. I'll sit down with the coaching staff. I'll sit and talk to the head coaches. You know, not one person has all the answers. So you want to put this whole thing together and make the best decisions for the long-term future of this organization.
How do you balance keeping intact a group of players that were 2 wins away from going to the Super Bowl to also getting things set for the future when you're making these decisions?
Well, I think in any move you make, you have to be prudent. But I think any move you make has to ensure that the long-term interest of this organization is first and foremost. And that's how I go to work every day.